Cha-ching! That's the sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond.
I and Laura are huge fans of Shopify. We've been on Shopify since the beginning of our brand's conception. Yeah.
If you guys want to sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/full coverage, that's all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/full coverage. Shopify.com/full coverage.
Thank you so much to Adam and Eve for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Who wants better sex and who wants to start having it immediately? Yeah. The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now.
Manny knows. He stays on that website, honey.
Baby, I have bought from that site myself. Life-size lube.
Life-size lube.
The size of me, Laura. The size of me. Just enter the code FULL at checkout. That's FULL, F-O-O-L, at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use this code FULL to get your discount 50% off almost any item plus free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code FULL. This episode of Full Coverage is sponsored by Smalls.
They make it so easy, and what's cool is there was one meal in there my cats didn't love as much, so they actually allowed for us to switch out.
Oh
yeah, you can customize it.
Wait, to that's actually really cool.
It's really cool. So we've been loving it. I'm telling you, it's such a good switch.
It's 2024. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/full and use promo code FULL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FULL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FULL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with your host, Laura Lee, and
Manny MUA. How are you guys doing this gorgeous day? My face doesn't match my neck, but we're not going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
No! I forgot to put foundation lower.
My hair looks like a Long Island medium, but we're not going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I love it because it reminds you just like, you know, Mean Girls, very full of secrets.
It is full of secrets.
It's full of chisme.
It is. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm. And I like it.
Today, me and Manny thought it would be a good idea to deep dive on the top five conspiracy theories that have to do with people in pop culture.
I'm actually really excited because we did an episode dedicated, we're gonna mention her again, but to Avril Lavigne. Mm-hmm. And we did like, is she actually Avril or is she not real? Mm-hmm. An impersonation. So we have a couple of different conspiracies that we would like to throw at you and see what you guys think. I think it'd be kind of fun. I don't know. Laura came up with this genius idea to do a conspiracy theory episode. And I was like,
no, you came up with the idea.
Did I really?
Yeah, I just came up with the idea to do top five pop culture.
Oh, but you're right.
We should do conspiracy theory.
You're so right. I forgot. You're so right. Oh yeah. My God. Me over here being like, yeah. No, I did come up with something. You're totally right. Okay. So we have to pink pit first, but I don't have a pink pit.
I do. I wrote it down.
Damn.
Well, okay.
You're quick.
Oh, my peak is
okay, You do yours.
My peak is that I ran 5 miles on Saturday at the beach. I don't think I've ever
ran 5 miles.
I don't think I've ever ran that far before. It was more like a jog, to be honest, but jogging is running. Like if I did a full sprint, I wouldn't have made it, but I like probably like 1 mile maybe. But like,
so it was kind of like a
jog. Like I jogged the full 5 miles.
How?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell
physically,
you this.
How did you do that?
I probably should never do it again, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because the pain I was in, you know how you normally wake up the next day in pain after you work out or second
of course,
day soreness?
So second day,
I was sore 2 hours after.
Damn.
I finished the run. Yeah.
Like, so it was fast.
Like I couldn't walk.
Remember you texting me like my left cheek?
Oh yeah. It cramped up my thighs. Everything was just immobile. I was in so much pain. And don't y'all even come tell me to stretch. If you don't run 5 miles regularly, if you don't run regularly, you're gonna be sore after running, regardless of how much you stretch. I stretch before and after. So
Laura is so flexible, you guys.
Oh my God.
You have no idea. Laura can do
yoga.
These wild things.
It's like We did not need that, Tyler.
Tyler goes, yeah, she can. Wow. You're blushing.
No, it's my blush.
It's the blush. But no, you're really flexible. And I feel like if people knew how flexible you are, you wouldn't be like, you need to stretch before and after also.
If they
like,
knew.
Girl,
the stretching,
this woman can put her legs behind her head.
I can. I actually can. No. Because our listeners won't get to see.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Our listeners, we love you as well. You know we love you and we care for you. That's if you're listening right. And you're not watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I ran 5 miles and I'm really proud of myself for doing it. I may try to do it again. I don't know when. I'm not going to try to make sculpt classes more my thing for my workouts, and hot yoga is more my thing for my detoxes and a little bit of a workout. But I don't know if I'm going to make running my thing. I just wanted to challenge myself and see if I could do it.
To
try, see the vibe, see if I liked it. I did enjoy it.
You did?
I did. I actually loved it. I had my little music playing and I was just running away from all my problems in my life. Mm-hmm.
And then once the 5 mile stop, you said? All the problems came running right back.
I almost ran 6 miles because I was so far from my car by the time I hit 5 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I might as well run back. I mean,
I mean,
I honestly had to get home by lunchtime, too. So I had to run back to my car at that point. But I had to post some stuff, but I did it. I'm really proud of myself. I've been trying to challenge myself this year with new things.
I'm proud of you.
And my 5 miler was it. So I'll let you guys know if I do it again, but I don't know if I'm wanting to go through all that pain again. I'm telling you, I was in so much pain, and I had signed up for a sculpt class the next day. And
dude.
So, yeah, but I did it. I did that too with my sore ass legs.
You are just an active girly.
I am. I'm an active girly.
Do you remember when you didn't really like to work out?
Mm-hmm.
But that was more so lifting. You just had to find your rhythm of what you did like.
Yeah.
You know, and this is like you found something that you're like passionate about, that you enjoy with sculpt.
That's
and with
why I always
yoga.
Tell people whenever they don't like working out, I'm like, you just got to find the workout that works for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, what's your version
of
working out?
Tried personal trainers and they'd always be like, you need to lift weights and do this. But it's like, if that's not going to get me in the gym, because I hate doing stuff like you have to figure out like what will get you in there. And then now I'm branching out and trying different stuff. So
I love that.
So I started with yoga technically.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to sculpt, which is basically hot Pilates.
You started with hot yoga, right? You started with hot yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I started with hot yoga. Then I moved on to sculpt, which is like hot Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm trying running. So you see, you can branch out.
You just got to do different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that. We did tennis that one time.
Tennis.
That's fun. That's a fun cardio builder.
Big time.
You know, so I feel like it really is about finding like your rhythm, your cadence, what works for you. And just don't give up on like the idea of, you know, working out or being healthier, just like doing little changes can make a huge difference too. Like, I feel like even for me, like, I always like try to go in, like, I like lifting. So that's something I'm passionate about. So I want to go into the gym and lift, and I like playing tennis. That's my like cardio version. So those are my, what works for me.
Yeah.
Things.
Exactly.
You know?
I love that. What's your peak?
My peak is that since I Zaya's obviously been at the house forever, but she has been like bedridden essentially because of her surgery. So I've been bedridden with her because I'm obviously a psycho dog parent. And I've just been binging shows the last literal 4 days in bed with her next to me. So I just want to talk about that.
Let's hear what shows.
And just like there's this show on Amazon called Vox Machina. It's really fun. It's like a cartoon, a inappropriate like TVMA adult cartoon, but it's so well written. It's so well done. It's funny as fuck. It's a great, great show. Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, I saw that advertised.
Yeah, but okay. Are you gonna watch
it on Disney?
On Netflix.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
Laura, you could watch it. You're gonna love it.
I don't know.
I don't think you'll love it, to be honest. But the thing is, like, so it's so funny because my brothers were watching it, and my dad was like, "What are you watching?" And then he sat down, watched the entire thing. My dad binged it all. My mom is now watching it.
Oh my God.
So it's really funny. Like, my entire family has gone into watching Avatar.
Where are they, at your house right now?
No, that was at their place. But Aaron and Nick had visited their place.
When?
Like last week.
Were you there last week?
No, I wasn't. It was them. They text me and they're like, "Oh my God, we're watching Avatar." And I'm like,
"They texted you." I thought they walked in when you were watching.
No. Like,
I was like,
last
"Where
weekend.
Were you there?"
No.
Got it.
So they're watching as well. So I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so fun!" Like, it's nice to like see that. I'm caught up all the way on Traitors.
Me too. So good. You guys should watch Traitors. It's on Peacock. They bring a bunch of different people from reality TV shows together, and
honey,
it's a game,
and they compete.
Compete to find out who's real in the group and who's a traitor, and if they kick out all
it's
the traitors or vote them out.
One Night Ultimate Werewolf. in a show version.
Ah.
One Night Ultimate Werewolf, the game. You just figure out who's like the werewolf, essentially the traitors in the show. But it's like, cool because it is from like different walks of life. Survivor and what? Drag Race.
Yep.
And Big Brother and people, The Challenge, like all these people from different things. The Bachelor. So it's really, really fun show. I'm caught up on all that. So I've just been at home chilling, binging. I haven't been able to really work out, which has been like, but it's been nice just getting to be with her and just chill and like relax and like just
time down.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Like, that's me every weekend. And I don't have a dog. Like, I'm not surgery. I'm just watching.
So I've literally just been on my binge grind.
I love that.
It's been lovely.
I watched the new season of True Detective. It's not as good as the other seasons, but I really, really liked it. And it's definitely worth the watch. You just can't compare it.
Never seen.
It's one of those TV shows where all the seasons are completely different. New cast, everything.
Is it about different cases?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And all that. Like, they're all completely different. My favorite is obviously the one with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. But this one's really, really good, too. So I watched that. And then I'm watching Love Island UK. I'm watching Traitors. And
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, and I'm watching The Floor on Hulu. But all these shows are like, I'm getting one episode a week.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? I'm not like binging them all because they don't have new episodes. But
I've been on a binger.
Yeah.
And I like a binger. Yes.
I prefer a binge.
I love a binger.
I prefer
You've
to
been watching
wait.
Drag Race too.
And Drag Race.
Catching up on Drag
but
Race UK.
I prefer to wait till all the episodes are out if I could and just watch the show like in one setting. Like that's what I prefer
love.
To do. Me too. I don't like the week by week thing. I get disinterested.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And I forget. I'm like, wait, has it come out? Yeah. Like I'll forget what day it is.
Yeah.
Also, like when you work from home, like a lot of times I feel like the days blend together a lot of times.
They're such a blur.
Like I don't know what day's day.
Yeah.
Like, which is
it's because your routine's different every single day.
That's why.
Like, you're not going to 9 mm-hmm. to 5 every day. Like, mm-hmm. it's a different activity. Like, today, we'll film on the podcast the whole day, and tomorrow will be something
different. At least that's why
different.
I know it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's how
and
it's
that's
a Tuesday.
That's my one. I'm like, I know it's Tuesday because we're filming the pod on Tuesday. So, like, that's, like, my day that I'm like, okay. And that's all I got.
And that's
any
it.
Other day? Fucked. Yep. Drag Race on Friday.
And Drag Race
So, I know Tuesdays
Friday.
And Fridays. That's all I got.
I love that.
And me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what's your pit?
My pit is that my real pinky nail, y'all
no.
have probably seen this stupid band-aid on my pinky. It's going to be there
cute,
for a
actually.
Long, long time.
It's a very cute band-aid.
I accidentally lifted my real pinky nail off the bed. And so.
What does that mean? So is that mean like the.
It ripped up. But the real nail came up.
And that hurts like a
And I kept feeling this really weird air and cold water sensation, like air, cold water. And I'd be like, oh, that feels weird.
On your pinky.
Yes. And then I looked closely and like lifted the fake
and
nail.
You like that?
Yep. And it just shows all like
the
whole, is lifted. And
Wait,
then
why?
I went through like 3 days of pain. So I hit it. Like hit the nail, the fake nail, and it ripped my real nail up. So like the base down here of my real nail still attached, but like probably halfway is like lifted from the nail bed. And I have this Band-Aid on because it's keeping my nail on. Because if this accidentally hits something, I'm going to lose the whole nail. And
Your
I
real
will
nail
not
too?
Have a, yes, I will not have a nail.
So you're telling me that it would literally be just skin?
Yes. So it only hurt for like 3 days. Like in 3 days, like it couldn't touch anything because it was sore. And now the nail is still lifted, but like it's healed.
Okay.
So I'm not in pain anymore. I'm just having to
Why can't it just reattach to your skin?
It does. Nails don't work like that. They have to grow out. To reattach, it won't stick back down. So it has to grow out. So every day I put a Band-Aid on because if this thing hits something, it will
rip. The whole thing's gone
because there's not
And that would
much.
Feel like literal hell.
Even like when I run my fingers through my hair, if the hair pulls it, you can feel the lift. And I'm like, oh my God. So
and does it still hurt?
No.
So if it were to lift
but
right
if it lifts,
now,
it
hurt.
Hurts. It hurts.
Okay, got it.
But like it was just throbbing on its own because of the detachment was like painful.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like throbbing on its own or if I tapped on anything, it would
Has
hurt.
Has it happened to you before?
Not really, no.
I never like,
no.
That's literally as if something like you like slam your door on your finger and then the nail comes off because it dies or whatever. So it's kind of like that, but
I,
in
like,
a different
way.
I
hit the fake nail and the fake nail took my real nail with it when it lifted.
That's some strong glue.
That's what my sponsor
Kiss
was, these
Kiss is out here
nails.
With that strong ass glue.
Yeah, and I still have these nails on. And the fake
Shout
nail.
Shout out to Kiss.
It's still on. If you can see, I cut it down really short so it wouldn't
so
hit anything or bump anything.
Baby, let me tell you something. I'd be like this.
Oh, no.
With my biting my nail. Like this. I would shave that shit down.
Yeah, so I shaved it
that's
down
so scary.
Short and I'm keeping it basically taped down. But that's a pit, you know, that sucks.
That's a pit from hell.
It's also quite the nuisance because I try to keep my pinky up when I do anything so I don't use it. Because naturally you use all your, you don't know how much you use that pinky nail until it's
Until you can't.
Immobile.
It's like your neck. You're like, damn, I didn't know I need my neck for everything.
Yeah. So,
Laura, I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Thank you, Manny. What's your pit? You missing a nail or anything?
You know what my pit is? The fucking trade of my life. The trade has been trying me, Laura.
Really?
Yes. I hit up one of my trades like, yo, what are you doing? Let's hang out tonight.
Okay.
He's like, I'm out of town until March 5th.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's so annoying. This is literally yesterday,
How
right?
How dare you?
I was like, okay, whatever. I hit up another trade. What are you up to? I just got back in from Arizona. I can't do anything tonight. Maybe Wednesday. And I'm like, but I was horny last night. Okay, I texted my third trade. I'm like, okay, this is like my
Damn,
last shot
right
now.
Damn, you got a Rolodex. You got a Rolodex of trade. Do y'all have a Rolodex of trade like many of you may?
I had my third trade.
And?
Doesn't respond to me.
Blocked. No booty for you.
What the literal fuck?
No booty for you.
You guys, last night I was...
You're going to have to get a new Rasta.
I'm going to nominate another fucking Rolodex.
Uh-huh.
I'm so tired of this shit. I don't... like. I'm like, I have options here.
In
and
LA.
Y'all are unavailable?
Very unavailable.
At the same time?
Mm.
Imagine they're all fucking themselves.
Probably.
No, no.
They probably are.
Not free. So I'm like... So now that's my pit, is that like I wanted to get pounded out and it didn't work.
I have Daniel do it. I took it too far.
Took it way too far. Yet again. Yum, yum. And so now I'm going to have to try to find a new set. You guys, I don't want to find a new set. I already like these ones. This works out great.
God.
It's hard. Honestly, trying to find good
trade
in Los Angeles.
It can't be that hard, because, girl, if you were in Alabama, you ain't getting none.
No, honestly, it's not that bad. It's more so finding good trade that, like, you can trust and depend that you like. That's not going to give you disease. That's, like, what I'm talking about.
Got it.
Like, I can, like, hook up with, like, I can throw stone, and, like, we're going to hook up. Like, it's not going to be that hard.
Yeah.
It's more so, like, people
quality.
That you fuck with.
You're looking for quality over quantity.
Like, can we talk after?
You're looking for quality and quantity.
Oh, my God. I would like both.
Yeah.
I would like options. You know, I'm an Aries. Like, I like options. I like to...
So your astrological sign is why you're a hoe?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's why. It's the Aries in me that makes me want to be a hoe.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And the Virgo in me is the reason I'm an asshole.
And that also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking for trade.
So if there's any trade out there.
Look. By the way, trade is just like a hot guy.
To hook up with.
It's literally like a guy that you're like hooking up with, not like you're going to wife
Didn't
up.
You name a color in your Life
trade.
Of Drag palette? Trade. Correct.
It's trade. I've been saying trade for a long time, but in case you don't know,
it's a gay term.
It's like a gay term, just like a hookup. And it's usually like a hot guy that's very like, you know, there's like a
like they say on Drag Race, who's the trade of the season?
Who's the hottie?
Like the hottie of the season.
Who's the hottie that you'd want to pound?
Mm-hmm.
That is a trade. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking. I'm on the hunt.
I'm
still hungry.
That's a pit.
My oven is still on and I'm baking at 350.
All right, well.
And it needs to be taken out.
I'm going to just send this email. I'm just kidding.
You're like, all right, kidding. We'll go right ahead. So tomorrow, Laura, if you don't hear from me at nighttime, just know. I'm
so if he's silent, was he silenced or is he silent?
I was, in fact, silenced.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, by his peace.
Cha-ching! That's the sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond.
And the cool thing about Shopify, you guys, is that they can convert everything that you need from your site or before onto Shopify's thing. They make it so much easier to migrate everything over. It's literally like headache-free, and there's so many brands on there. Ruggable, Allbirds, Magnolia, Brooklyn,
Minim LA,
Lunar Beauty. There's so many shops on there. You guys, I and Laura are huge fans of Shopify. We've been on Shopify since the beginning of our brand's conception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're humongous advocates for Shopify.
I love Shopify. If you guys want to sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/full coverage, that's all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/full coverage. Shopify.com/full coverage.
Thank you so much to Adam and Eve for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. Who wants better sex and who wants to start having it immediately?
Woo!
Yeah, the best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now.
You guys, The thing with AdamandEve.com is that they're offering 50% off about just about any item plus free shipping, and that includes rush processing. They have everything.
Everything
toys,
under the sun.
Laundry. Manny knows. He stays on that website, honey.
Baby, I have bought from that site myself. Life-size loo.
Life-size
loo. The size of me, Laura. The size of me.
He loves it. I love it, too. I've actually bought stuff off there. I also have bachelorette gifts, and they have the cutest stuff, seriously, for bachelorette gifts. So be sure and check out Adam and Eve. They got all the good there. They also have discreet shipping. So if you want to order something a little risque, a little kinky, you don't have to worry about any of your neighbors knowing because the packaging is discreet.
Just enter the code FOOL at checkout. That's FOOL, FOOL at AdamandEve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast. So be sure to use this code FOOL to get your discount 50% off almost any item plus free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code FOOL.
Okay, guys, we're going to jump into our conspiracy theories. We have five, and we want to tap into basically the bullet points on these five conspiracies. Our first one we want to talk about is Marilyn Monroe was killed by the government because she knew the state's secret. So it wasn't the original Marilyn Monroe death stated as a suicide?
Yeah, so it was like a probable overdose that that's how it happened. Mm-hmm. So the conspiracy is that the government actually had her killed.
So, because of her affair with JFK or his brother. It says that the affair could have also been with a brother. Mm-hmm. So they think that she knew information about the government from her connection with higher ups, such as the president or his brother, that she was allegedly hooking up with. Mm-hmm. And that basically the government needed to take care of the problem.
But because the problem, aka, would be like her like breaching security or of just knowing things that she's not allowed to know because mm-hmm. of the fact that she's not clearanced for it.
Yes.
I had heard like that was another thing too. Like this is obviously another conspiracy on top of the conspiracy that had to do with like extraterrestrials. Like,
I saw that too.
Something with like extraterrestrials that like they had told her that extraterrestrials were real. Or like talked to her about it, and that they were all like people, the government was nervous that she was gonna like be leak. A whistleblower or mm-hmm. leak or talk about it, and that they just had her killed and said to make sure that the security wasn't like national security wasn't at risk.
Did you know that there was barely any evidence to Marilyn Monroe meeting with President JFK? Like they only have two on record times. I mean, them two having an affair was such big conspiracy, I guess. Like it was, but
I literally thought it was real. Like I thought they did have an affair. Like that like to me,
because it was so talked about.
I thought that was a real thing.
But it actually turns out that like the public does not have proof that they've even been together more than twice. And same thing with his brother, like that she had only been around them like maybe two times.
So it could have been absolutely like the whole thing could just be conspiracy.
Totally.
Just like they could have never even hooked up. They could have 100%. Never even had any relations whatsoever.
Yeah.
And okay, so wait, so we have to do this for every single one. We're going to say, do we think it's true or it's false? Do we believe the conspiracy or do we not believe the conspiracy? That's what we have to say.
Okay, for deal? Me, deal.
Deal.
For me, I think that there is a possibility it wasn't a suicide. But I don't know if the affair aspect or the government information aspect is true.
Right.
I think
like there could have been a foul play.
Foul play. I think she could have gotten in there over her head with maybe something. Marilyn Monroe was in so many things.
Everything.
And she was like the most famous woman at that time. So it's hard for people to believe she would just off herself.
Right. Like how, like,
you know what
girl,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So people just are not okay with that. Even though her toxicology report, which I mean, I guess that could always
What's a barbiturate? I know it
That's
was like a barbiturate. Okay, got it. So that I know it was like a barbiturate overdose. But it's like, what if it was an accidental overdose? It could have been an accident.
See, that's very true.
But
so what is your thoughts?
I think that I kind of believe the conspiracy. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I do think that there was some foul play at hand because I don't think that she would, again, like you said, like would just off herself like that. At this time of her life, she was like the pinnacle peak of her career.
There's sleeping pills, by the way.
Got it. See, so then that makes it kind of different because I feel like a sleeping pill that and then she could have easily just been like, might have taken just like the wrong dose, drinking with it. That can make your body like act up differently. But I definitely don't know if I believe the idea of like them talking to her about aliens and that's why like the government decided to step in and make it look like she was killed.
It says she had a phone in her hand. They found her dead with the phone in her hand. which is interesting.
Oh, because there's no text back then. Yeah. So you can't even know what's on the phone.
Imagine an iPhone.
Fuck.
No.
I was like, if she had an iPhone on her, that would be quite.
She was locked in her bedroom. And she died alone.
So she was locked in her bedroom. She
died
like as if she had locked the door herself.
Locked the bedroom door.
I don't know,
and
man.
She died only a month after she caused international headlines for failure to work out a commitment in the 20th Something to Give. So there was a film, I guess, she was supposed to be in, and then that fell through.
Got it.
A month earlier.
But again, I just don't see. I think that, again, it's Marilyn. So she was like this, you know, this bombshell famous person.
Yeah.
I just don't think that she would willfully do it. It could have been one, an accident, and two, potential foul play.
I think that's why people have such a hard time believing the suicide, because of that part right there. I think that's why people have made so many conspiracies about it, because it's very hard to believe. Also, she grew up, her real name's Norma Jean. I mean, she grew up not this person, so it's like she made it to this level of success, but
she,
you never know.
Normal Jean.
Normal Jean. I actually read a book, but it was so long ago, so I can't even remember, but she used to write in her diary, and they published it as a book, and it was called like the Norma Jean Diaries. So I read all her thoughts, and I remember that time thinking her suicide wasn't a suicide.
See, I feel like it could have been an accident. Or I'm more so on the accident realm, knowing that it's like a sleeping aid. And
right. I think it could have been an accident.
On the, like,
people
murder.
Actually do that. That's like an often thing that happens.
I know, especially
people.
If they mix it with like the wrong thing. And the thing is, like, you know, when you're famous like that, like
it just happened
doing
to Matthew
fuck...
Perry. It was an accident. Like he took the medication, got in the hot tub, and the two things didn't mix. Like the heat and the medicine. It was an accident. What?
There's a spider.
Oh my God. I thought it was like a rat. I got scared of the spider. I thought
it's crawling that way though. Should we get it?
No.
Or just let it live?
Let it live. Okay.
Okay. Going back.
It's like crawling up your side of your face.
No, I'm keeping a strong eye on it now.
I'm scared. I'm going to keep my feet up.
Yeah, just keep your feet up. Because it's big. It's like this
Sorry
big.
If you're listening. I blew your eardrum. I got
this
scared.
Big.
No, it's
and
not.
It's crawling on the couch.
It's
yes.
not on the couch?
Yes.
On, under?
On.
Where on?
Like right here.
No.
Yes.
Are you being dead serious?
Girl, it's right there now that it's crawled over here. I swear to God, look.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was crawling that way.
I'm leaving that. I'm going to leave it.
Laura, it's this big.
It's tiny.
No, it really is. It's like that big with the legs.
It's tiny.
The body's not that big, but
I'm
going to
leave it. Okay, so our next conspiracy theory, this one is the lamest one out of all of them, but to me.
Okay.
But it's that Taylor Swift is like a clone.
This one I don't buy.
I don't buy this one because it
doesn't
make sense.
I'm
going
to go ahead and just not buy this one whatsoever. So what's the actual story behind it?
So the story behind it is that the leader of a satanic church, I think actually her father was the leader, and she kind of like got adopted into it because it's the daughter. Her name is Zena, and her marriage name is Shrek. Zena Shrek. They look she's a high priest of a satanic church, but her father founded the church. So she looks identical to Taylor Swift.
No.
Yeah. It looks like Taylor Swift in a past life. But so they're saying that Zena is Taylor. And Taylor is Zena. Like it's the same person.
Like it's the same human being.
Yes.
And that she's living forever.
Let me tell you why this doesn't make sense. Zena is still alive today. Like she's still here. And they have a
so they're not
huge
the same person.
Age gap. Like, they're not even the same age. And, like, Zena's still alive. So this one, it's crazy.
Wait, but why are they saying that they, is it like does
they
Zena
look
sing?
Alike and they sing and they both make music. So they're basically.
So they look alike and they make music. And so that's why we have a full conspiracy that Taylor Swift
is a pretty
is
big
a
conspiracy
clone.
Too. Because I looked it up on YouTube and Google and like there's articles everywhere about her being a clone. It's Shrek, who's the Zena. Taylor is her clone. Because she's still alive, so they can't say they're the same person because there's two of them.
Right, like they can't say that.
But they're basically saying that it was either her of a past life as Zena or they cloned Zena to be
a
famous star.
So like they're trying to infiltrate. They're trying to infiltrate the media.
Yeah.
The satanic church is trying to infiltrate the media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people say, like that there's a lot of satanic influence in music.
Exactly.
A lot of people say that. Like,
exactly.
That's not like it's not true.
So
like,
that's
like
where the theory kind of.
Yes. That's like very, like, you know, with like, well, I would say like People say that about Doja Cat. They say that about, what's that one artist that did the shoes that had a drop of blood in it?
Oh, Nas.
Nas, Lil Nas X. They say that about him. So who knows? Maybe like it could be, there could be something to it, but I don't think that they decided to clone this random lady's
body
cells and turn her into Taylor Swift.
I just created it. This one is a no for me. Taylor Swift. This one's a hard. It's a boot. It's not a toot.
It's not a toot. It's an absolute boot from me. I don't believe that she's cloned. I think that she has her gifts from God, actually. How about that?
I actually have to agree. I don't think Taylor's clone. I think Taylor is just Taylor. I don't think she's Xena. I don't think she's the leader of a satanic cult. I don't.
No, the only cult that she leads is the Swifties.
That's it. That is it. But yeah, she was not reincarnated. Like, chilling. Just chilling.
No, she's chilling. I think that she's, again, like I said, I think actually it's the opposite. I think that she gets her gifts from God.
Well, our next one is a little bit deeper because it's Princess Diana.
Oh, right.
So you guys already know the conspiracy of it was not the wreck that killed her. Like, it was on purpose. Like, there's a lot of speculation as to who did it or who caused the car wreck that killed Princess Diana. Yeah, like, there's a lot of different speculation there. But the point of the conspiracy is that it was no accident. It was done on purpose. So,
okay, got it. So that's the point, is that it was a murder instead of it being an accidental accident.
So I want to break down a couple things about
Princess. I think this one is like true.
Oh, this one?
Like,
wait till I tell you the facts, because I think you'll scream.
It's funny because I've already read this article, by the way, but we're going to base off of the points of the article.
So she married Charles, who was Queen Elizabeth's son.
Mm-hmm.
So he was next in line to be king. Mm-hmm. So it was a really big deal for who Charles married. Charles at the time was choosing between Camilla and Diana. Now, Diana was a school teacher, and it was made to believe that she was a normal person. She actually wasn't a normal person. Her family, for heirs and heirs and heirs of her family, were in bed with the royal family, so much so that she lived on the royal family's land, and the house, the mansion, the castle that Princess Diana grew up in was owned by the royal family, and they basically leased it out to her family. They were in cahoots like this her whole life. So for her to be in line to marry, it was totally normal.
Like, it made sense.
It made sense. The only reason she was a school teacher is because during her year, she wanted to branch out and do some stuff. So she did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she became a school, which is really cool.
That's sweet.
He ended up choosing Diana.
To no one's shock.
Yes. To no one's shock. He chose Diana. They got married from the jump. You know, there's several interviews that have come out about the unhappiness. Like, even Charles makes remarks. Are you in love with her? Whatever love is what he replies with. Like, lots of remarks alluding that he does not, in fact, love her. Which makes me wonder, why didn't he just choose Camilla? I think, and it was discussed with the royal family, you don't really get all the choices you think you don't get.
A pick.
Like,
they,
it's known that the royal family doesn't like Camilla.
Right, and it's like a political thing, too.
And, like, Diana's family is so high end, and for years and generations with the royals. So he picked Diana. It was a really messy marriage. They both cheated, actually, and they both came forth cheated. He was seeing Camilla. He also got like an assistant pregnant, like messy. And it was alleged that he told Diana, because Diana would out them on a lot of stuff. So Diana was on the bad side of the family. But he told Diana, I will not be the only. What is he when he's not the king? He's not the duchess. What is he? Prince. Duke? He's prince.
Okay.
When he was just a prince, he said, I will not be the only prince to not have an affair. Yeah.
I mean, the royal family is just probably just cheaters.
Girl, nasty. So she was seeing a guy named James Hewitt at the same time. Mm-hmm. She had an affair. She comes out in an interview, by the way, and says all
this. So the bitch is my turn.
He looks identical to Harry. Red hair, face, everything. So there's a lot of speculation that allegedly James Hewitt, who she had been sleeping with for years and years, is the father of him. That he's not actual royalty because his dad is not Charles.
And they've never done a blood test? Or they have done it behind the scenes.
There it is. See, now you're thinking like the royals.
We don't know about it.
What would the royals do?
They would do it.
Period.
They would do it 100%, but they would keep it hush hush.
Period.
They would keep the answers very hush hush. They would hide everything. So even if he wasn't royal, they wouldn't say.
They wouldn't say. Mm-mm. So in 1992, they got separated, and in 1995, Diana sat down and did one of the biggest interviews on the BBC, exposing everything. Basically, the Meghan Markle and Harry Oprah interview. Mm-hmm. She does she that. It. She says, I cheated, he cheated. The royals are after me. They're horrible. Yeah, she exposes all of them. So they're on her ass. 1996, the queen basically asked them to finalize their divorce. They did. So they're divorced now. So then the paparazzi actually gets higher for Princess Diana. They're speculating more on her. It's crazy after they divorce. Like, they're even after her more.
Yeah.
Charles dates Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Which, by the way, they still hate. And it's like, it functions at that time. The queen makes Camilla like sit away from all the, yeah, like a lot of drama in that. They don't like her. Okay. So in 1996, they finalize the divorce. In 1997, Diana starts dating a famous Egyptian son who's an heir to a Egyptian billionaire.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of fine too. So she starts dating this billionaire. So the paparazzi at this time are like insane. Like insane.
They're on her ass.
Like she can't do anything or go anywhere. Okay. So it was alleged that she was going to get engaged this night because the guy she was dating had two rings delivered to the hotel they were staying at that night, and they had dinner plans. They went to go to dinner. They could not get in the restaurant because the paparazzi were so aggressive. Crazy. They couldn't even get to the restaurant. They had to go back to the hotel. They were then trapped at the hotel. So they wanted to go back to his house and just get out of there. So they created a diversion where at the front of the hotel, they lined up all of her security. So they're assuming Princess Diana is going to walk out. And so you have all the paparazzi at the front of the hotel. Princess Diana sneaks out of the back of the hotel with her man, and the head of security of the hotel.
Right.
He's the driver of the car. Head of security of the hotel is driver of the car. Her security guard, personal, is like, I don't want you to drive off. I'm going to get in the car too.
Okay.
So now there's four of them in the car. Princess Diana, her boyfriend are in the back seat. Driver of the car is the head of security at the hotel they were staying at, which, by the way, that hotel was owned by the man's father, the Egyptian billionaire.
Okay, okay.
Head of security drives the car. Her personal security is sitting up front. The paparazzis end up finding out anyways and chasing them down. Now, they're in a black Mercedes, and the black Mercedes is going at 65 miles an hour through a dark tunnel, way over the speed limit, super fast. They lose control. They crash. Everyone dies except for her personal security guard. But he can't remember anything because he's so badly injured.
Right.
All he could remember is getting in the car. Okay. So this is where the conspiracy lies in, because there were a lot of witnesses and a lot of things that people saw, but the things weren't reported.
You're such a good storyteller.
I took a lot of notes, Laura, on this. This is a big one.
You're such a good fucking storyteller.
So they did the blood alcohol level of the driver who's head of security at the hotel. It was 3 times the limit. The man was drunk.
Oh, my God.
The man was drunk.
He was fucked up.
But what didn't make sense to anyone is why her security would let him drive, or why he would let the Princess Diana get in a car with a guy 3 times over the fucking limit. And
you could probably
himself.
Tell he was drunk too.
So then they have all this footage of him at the hotel, and he seems so normal. But you know what? You can be 3 times over the limit to me and seem normal on camera.
Because what's the limit? It's like 0.8? A 0.8?
Very low. Very low.
So 3 times that.
Yeah, but he also had prescription pills in his system on top of being 3 times over the limit on alcohol.
So that could have given him a little.
He also had carbon monoxide poisoning in his system. So if you're 3 times over the limit, you're on prescription pills, you have carbon monoxide poisoning, you would not be conscious. So they're thinking they switched his report with someone else to blame the wreck on his drunk driving.
100%. That's what it sounds like to me.
So then they're like, well, did he get the carbon monoxide poisoning from the wreck and breathing in chemicals? Mm-hmm. You can only do that if you're alive. He was dead. Like they said, instantly. So he couldn't have carbon monoxide poisoning in his system. And the report says he did. So there's a conspiracy there where it like kind of debunks, like, was his drinking the cause? So it goes back and forth there. Mm-hmm. So live with that. Then you also have reports of the paparazzi. They found reports of a white, it was called a Fiat, but kind of like a little Pinto Bean SUV back that hit them and ran them off the road. And they have two paparazzis that were after Princess Diana that had that car. They investigate. And then both the people, paparazzis that had that white Fiat car, one person got theirs painted and the other one got their car. They sold it immediately and got the bumpers changed on it.
Fishy.
There's a big speculation.
You paint it suddenly and then you sell it
immediately? That the paparazzi caused the wreck to get the pictures to sell because she was the number one hot commodity to sell your pictures. And the paparazzis were after them, so why not cause a wreck? You get pictures of Princess Diana, her new boyfriend, in a wreck, you're going to cash out so
crazy,
fucking big.
This is when they were getting money for photos.
So after the wreck happens and before the police can get there, the paparazzis are already there because remember they were hot on their tail and he was driving that fast to get away from the paparazzi. So the paparazzi were in 30 inches, they said, from her face while she's laying there dying, taking pictures of her. That happened. That's real. So there's a conspiracy that the paparazzis caused the wreck on purpose to get the pictures. They didn't know how much damage would be done, but they wanted the pictures and they acted on it. They got the pictures.
30 inches from her face taking photos.
Before police could get there. How crazy is that? By the way, her boyfriend, dead on the scene, he flew from the car. Out of the car. Yeah. No one was buckled up, but her security guard, and he was the only one that lived.
That's why he survived.
That's why he survived.
But that's not a reason to put seatbelts on. This episode of Full Coverage is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls cat food is a protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge and is delivered right to your door. So make it your New Year's resolution to get your cat to eat healthier with Smalls.
We were looking for healthier options for our cats, but cats are such picky creatures that it's hard to do, but they freaking love Smalls. Their favorite is the ground bird and the fish. They go crazy for it, and it makes us feel so good feeding a healthy meal to our cats. So they make it so easy, and what's cool is there was one meal in there my cats didn't love as much, so they actually allowed for us to switch out. You can customize it.
Actually really cool.
It's really cool. So we've been loving it. I'm telling you, it's such a good switch.
It's 2024. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/full and use promo code full at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code full for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and
and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, next conspiracy. So get this, to why people believe that the royals were behind it. The tunnel they went in had 14 security cameras in the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Magically, none of the security cameras worked that night. However, 15 minutes after the wreck, someone got a speeding ticket through the working cameras.
Shut up.
This is factual. Yeah. But there's no footage. And they said from the hotel to the tunnels, there were like tons of cameras that would have seen stuff through the city.
Uh-huh.
They were able to get, not able to get any of that footage. And police reports.
And what, so they just weren't recording? Or they
correct.
Just couldn't get it?
Correct. We're not, they said that cameras were not recording. Uh-huh. But someone got a speeding ticket that night from those cameras in the tunnel. Interesting, right?
See, this is why this conspiracy, I like,
there's so many moving parts. Another part is that they're saying that the driver was in on it and was hired to make the wreck happen.
And kill himself?
That's what I was like, y'all, suicide. No.
This isn't a freaking...
And the biggest conspiracy is obviously that the royal family is behind all of it. They don't even blame Queen Elizabeth. They say that, like, if you're in the, allegedly, if you're in the royal family, things go above the queen. Like, so many things going on. Like, they can make stuff happening. And you have to remember, Princess Diana is breaking all the rules. She's
totally.
Not being their little soldier for, you know, she's divorced now.
Yep.
She's also doing she was doing a really big movement at this time to end all landmines, because innocent people were getting blown up all over the world from a bunch of landmines. So this is a big thing, that she was trying to propose to Congress what it may be. And like that was about to go through. So they're speculating that like she pissed some people, world leaders off essentially, and they wanted to get rid of her because it was just the start.
And she was so seen and visible.
So
and
visible. And she was and using all of her relevancy to
for good,
do for good.
For her good.
But it was disrupting, you know. And it's like a no-no. As a woman, you shouldn't be acting like that and doing that. So,
especially that time.
Another reason. Okay, so now that you know all the little ins and outs, and there's more, but these are some of the things that happened that caused the speculation. Mm-hmm. These are some of the mains. What do you think?
I think they totally did it. I think that
the royal family.
I think that, or in some capacity, like some type of. I don't think that it was an accident. Is what I'm saying. I think that it was on purpose, whether it was the royal family, whether it was, you know, the government, whether it was something. I do think that she pissed some people off. Mm-hmm. And somehow, the one thing to me that really gags me is more so like the security being off, like the cameras and the tunnels like being off at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then suddenly there's someone gets a ticket from it. Like that to me is like.
Also, when Princess Diana divorced, they offered her all the security from the royal family to keep the two kids and her safe because obviously it's dangerous for her to be out in the world.
Right.
And she denied all of their security because she was terrified of what they were going to do to her, as well as you cannot trust their security because they're literally just going to stalk and watch her and tell the royal family her every move and where she's at. So she would not take any of the security and she hired all of her own. She also let all of her own security, including her butler, which one of her best friends, know that she is so terrified of the royal family. She knows they're stalking her. She knows they're watching her every move and she knows they have her phones bug. She had him take apart her phones many times to find. I don't know if she found any bugs. It's not reported that she did, but she was strongly convinced that they were probably going to harm her.
I believe it. I'm not going to lie. What about you? Do you?
She's 36 years old, and I just feel like I feel personally they were involved. I think the royal family, I don't know who in the royal family. Or I don't know. I'm sure there's capacity of people we don't even know exist that run the show behind the scenes. I mean, look at all the stuff that has come out on them over
Absolutely.
And they're still praised and still looked at as like gods. It's crazy.
Are they still even now, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kate, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charles and Kate, look at them. Look how they're praised. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like someone.
I think there's foul play.
I think she pissed off the wrong people in the royal family. She wasn't a soldier and did everything they told her to do. And now there's foul play. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, after all the fucking documentaries you've seen.
Also, it took Queen Elizabeth a really long time to make a statement after Princess Diana died,
really?
Which was suspect to the people.
Like, how long are we
talking
here?
Kingdom would not lower their flags because they only do that for royalty. And they're like, she's no longer royal.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the royal family thing, it's like, just like an old, I thought that was a more so like, just like an old tradition at this point. It's like, girl.
It's outdated.
It's outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
so sad she was only 36 years old.
So young?
So young. And she was just getting started on all her movements, too.
Like, she had so much to live
they
for.
They knew that she was a force to be reckoned with.
Exactly. And they said, let's take it out now.
All the movements that she was going to do, and they knew that how strong she had ties to the royal family. So anything she does was reflecting back on them.
She knew all their secrets.
She knew all their secrets. I mean, look at Meghan Markle and Harry.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think the royal family had to do with
me
it.
Too.
I don't know how, and I don't know the whys, but I know enough to. Also, they embalmed her body, which I don't know what embalmed means. I'm assuming basically they couldn't do
preserve
more.
It.
I guess so, but to get it buried because they wanted to do more investigations on autopsy of her, but they had higher ups wanted her body embalmed very quickly, so they weren't able to do that. And she died. Also, they had speculation because they tracked the ambulance and the amount of time it took the ambulance to pick her up. The ambulance made multiple stops on the way to the hospital, which was weird because she was going into cardiac arrest and literally dying. And she ended up dying on the operating table. She did not die instantly. She was alive when they found her. But there were a lot of ambulance drivers that spoke to that and said, when you have a patient that's dying or going in cardiac arrest, it's very normal for us to pull over.
They said that's
yes. They said that's very, very normal as an ambulance driver to pull over whenever a patient is literally in that condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got her to the hospital operating
because like
table.
The movement, like everything, just all those aspects of it. Yeah,
right. So I mean, I wouldn't really know, but that's what a lot of they were just kind of debunking that one a little bit. But come on, there's so much.
But there's so many.
There's so much fishiness about
it. There's too much fishiness, man.
There's so much fishiness about it.
Yep, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
I believe this conspiracy. This is a yes for me, a toot.
You want to touch on Katy Perry? Is Katy Perry JonBenet Ramsey grown up?
So do you guys know the story about JonBenet Ramsey of like, you know, this pageant girl, gorgeous little kid gets murdered in her own basement?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know who is it?
Like, we do now due to familial DNA testing, but we didn't forever and the world blamed the parents and it was not the parents. It was not the parents. And it was actually the parents that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they were the ones to push. It was the father who was like, I want to re-figure this out. I want to open this case back up. I want to get her DNA out and test it to say
make
who
sure.
it is. So
yeah.
If he was guilty, why would he want to do that?
He would never
want
to do that.
He would never do that. Mm.
But the conspiracy is that like that she actually is alive and she's Katy Perry. This one, I'm going to say, is a stretch for me. This one is a far stretch from me. Let me pull up the freaking...
Yeah, pull it
Artie.
Up.
Let me pull up the Artie. Hold on. Okay, so let me just give up a little bit of the information really quickly. So JonBenet Ramsey, the murder was in 1996 when she was just 6 years old. So she was just a little girl. And the circumstances surrounding her death of the child beauty queen raised eyebrows, including the draft of a ransom note, which also was crazy in Colorado, like the ransom note. And why would they want to murder a 6-year-old little girl? And there was a lot of, you know, forums talking about it, allegedly kind of what was going on, the conspiracies behind it. So the weird thing to me is that the Katy Perry thing, like where that came out of, like, I feel like it came out of nowhere. Like, where, how did that even happen? So basically, this is how it happened. So the reason that it started was that in 2014, a YouTuber named Dave Johnson published a video proposing that the theory that JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry. So that's kind of where it started, was from a YouTube video, which is like so crazy that like a YouTube video like creating this mass conspiracy. Basically, he said that, like, you know, she was like publicly dead, but they put her in hiding for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly Katy Perry comes out, I Kiss a Girl.
In 2008. And it's like, and they're like, he's like her. Saying that, oh, she's back. Like, JonBenet Ramsey, this is her grown up. Couple things don't make sense there. One,
well, she's also 6 years older.
Katy is 6 years older, but two, I watched a documentary on Katy Perry and it shows all her childhood videos of her, because Katy Perry's been a singer since she was like JonBenet Ramsey's age, and like they have all the footage, and she looks nothing like JonBenet Ramsey as a child, by the way.
No, I'm like,
no, and like she's like singing, doing little country concerts and stuff. So
it's just funny to me that like out of just, so this is literally a conspiracy out of literal thin air. At this point, that this YouTuber just says, I think Katy Perry's JonBenet Ramsey.
And it stuck, and it went on national news. Like, it hit all the national platforms.
No.
Yes, his story got so big, but it's so stupid. Like, his facts are so stupid as to why.
Are not facts. They're just not like facts. Random little opinions thoughts. At this point.
Yes.
I think that one's crazy. That one, I'm going to have to go and say it's a boot. There's no facts to it. I don't believe it. I don't think that. I think, sadly, that she really was murdered.
Yeah.
You know, as a six-year-old little girl, which mm-hmm. is just... Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's so like it's just so sad because, like, that story was so big because of how just sick it was and twisted as a literal... like, who would kill a little six-year-old kid?
And then everybody blamed the parents, which made the story kind of blow up worse because it's like, what kid... What parents...
Would do that to their kid.
And the mom was like obsessed with her, like wanted to be a pageant queen. And so she made JonBenet a pageant queen. So people questioned that.
But then why would she do that? Then she would be like, okay, you're going to be a pageant. You're going to be fucking, you're going to go to Miss USA.
Right.
Like, obviously, like, she essentially groomed her to be a pageant winner, pageant queen. Of course, she's not going to just stop there as a little pageant kid.
Right. Right.
I mean, if that was the case, then it'd be very much like that one YouTuber.
So isn't it true
fucking time
that they still don't know who actually killed JonBenet Ramsey?
That's what I saw. I said that was just a ransom note.
Like, we still don't know who did it. Because they found DNA on her pajamas, but I believe we still don't know who did it. Like, it's unsolved.
Right.
Still.
Yeah, I think it's still.
Or maybe they're testing it now, because I remember
the thing is, if that blood's not in the system, that DNA's not in the system, they're not going to get it. Like,
do you know when it? Because you know I love my crime docs. Do you know what one of the strongest, most like lasting forms of DNA is? Sperm.
I actually just guessed that. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. That was just my assumption.
So like that, you know, blood. Like,
it's like glue.
It's like glue. There was a murder case where a woman was like thrown in the lake for like weeks, and they got her out, and there's still sperm on
her.
You're
kidding.
And they were able to catch the killer. Yeah. How crazy.
That shit will not quit.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, yeah, so I don't think that they know, you know, who did it necessarily.
Yeah.
The whole case, though, is just absolutely horrible, and it is, like, just this, like, literal nightmare of a case, I would say.
I can't even imagine, because she was brutally killed. The little girl was really brutally killed, you know, so
it's just really sad.
Yeah. Horrible. So I can't imagine going through that, losing your daughter and then getting blamed for it all by the whole country.
Literally.
I can't even imagine. Like,
it was the parents.
Yeah. But it's like, I can't even imagine.
That's horrible. It literally is horrible.
Mm. So no, I think that one's a boot.
I think it's a boot. I do not believe this conspiracy. I think that it really was just this horrible, horrific murder case. And then the last conspiracy, which we have actually done an entire episode dedicated to this, so I might just link it down below if you guys want to see the Avril Lavigne, Melissa,
Vendela.
Doppelganger.
We'll give you the really vibe. Quick rundown of what the conspiracy actually is. Mm-hmm. But basically, they believe that Avril committed suicide and a doppelganger of her named Melissa Vendela replaced her because the record labels didn't want to lose out on all the money because her music being so big at the time. Mm-hmm. And then
they trained her to be just like Avril.
Mm-hmm.
This exactly. one's crazy because I feel it like is. This one's actually gotten real. That one was gotten really
this
big.
This one has more evidence to it. I don't know if I believe it still, but it has so much more evidence versus like the Katy Perry one. It's
right,
so
just
silly.
Like out of the like. Like, okay, that's just a thought.
Yes.
Or so, this one's like the interviews and the fucking...
Uh-huh.
The everything. The mannerisms, the voice.
Avril posted also a post that said Avril is dead, and like that definitely started it. You know what I mean?
I feel like she's, because she's like just a punk emo, yes, like goth girl.
Yeah.
But that's why she's like, it's like, that's like what they would say. It's like, or like, it's almost like the idea of like, let's say it being like, if I was like, Manny is dead, it's like, yeah, the old me is dead. Like it was, it wouldn't
Taylor
say
Swift
like,
has done that too.
Exactly. It's kind of like, that's not really saying like she's literally dead and I've replaced her.
Avril's also shot down the rumors. Like she's had come out and said that that's not true. But there's been a lot of like things, like they found a picture of like Avril or Melissa written on her hand, like basically trying to say, I'm Melissa, I'm not Avril. Like, yes, like little clues she's trying to let out. I don't know. And apparently Michelle's is shorter in height, and they can tell that like Avril didn't shrink. They're like, this girl's shorter. So there are a couple things that have evidence to people believing she's
in comparison to,
for the record label to keep making money.
I don't know if I believe it, though, I will say.
I know.
I understand that there's more evidence behind it. And like,
it's too crazy.
But I think that it's just so outlandish. But like, Hollywood is crazy.
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
Yeah.
Hollywood is fucking insane.
I mean, look
insane.
At the royal family.
Insane. Like, there's just so, like, when there's a lot of money involved, people will do crazy, scary
crazy,
things.
Crazy, crazy things.
So it's like, I wonder if that has anything, you know, there's some validity to it in some capacity. Mm-hmm. But if Avril herself has been like, no, it's not real.
It's not real.
But it's not real. I feel like it's probably going to be, it's Avril.
I think it's probably not real.
I don't think this one's real.
Yeah.
This is a conspiracy I'm not really 100% on, but it is. There's something very interesting about it.
It has more facts, so it makes it more interesting. But yeah. That's our last conspiracy. We'll link down our episode that is the Avril episode if you guys want to listen to more.
More deep diving.
But that is it for our conspiracy episode.
I like it. I think that conspiracy thing is really fun. There's something really like interesting about it to me, even here. Like when you were telling me more about that Diana story, I was like,
like, I was doing a lot of research on it last night. I watched like 5 YouTube videos on it. I read articles because there's so many conspiracies as to why the royal family did. There's more, by the way. That I just did the tip of the iceberg for the Cliff Notes, but there are so many more little things that happened and like people that were after her that we haven't even discussed that people think could have done it. It's an endless list of conspiracies on the Diana thing. At the end of the day, the conspiracy is they think it wasn't an accident, but there's so many moving parts on that one. As to like reasons. Who did it and for all the different reasons. Yeah. Right.
Whereas the other one's a little bit more like, cut and dry, a little bit shorter. But regardless, I think that the conspiracy thing is really fun. Like I want to do a makeup conspiracy.
Oh.
Makeup brand conspiracy. Foundation's actually really good for you. Just kidding. Anyway, guys, that is it for today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed the conspiracies of life. And that is it. And don't forget to let us know which ones you believe and which ones you don't believe. I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
Are aliens real? Yes.
And they flopped too because no one cared.
Don't really care about the aliens.
They were like, they're real. No, like, and everybody was like,
There needs to be a big mass alien thing for us to be really to really like care.
It just wasn't enough. Just say
it's like the
real
videos, like the little like videos of like the saucers and stuff. It's like, it's not enough at this point.
Yeah.
You know, in our America, you can make anything
now though. You can create. Exactly. So it's harder for people to believe when they know the abilities of creation.
Totally. I mean, it's funny, but I do find it funny that it's like leaked footage of like the Navy's cameras.
Everybody's
or the
like,
Air Force cameras, and they're like,
everybody's like, guys, sure, Jan.
This is real. Like, this is literally the real. And everyone's like,
no.
I don't believe it.
The economy's bad right now. I'm not dealing with aliens, too.
No, we can't do the aliens.
We can't
as
do
well.
Aliens,
fuck.
Too. But that's it for today's episode, guys. We will catch you on next week's episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.